Monitor now invites you to Meet the Press, America's press conference of the air, winner of every major award in its field. Today's guest on Meet the Press will be the president's youngest brother, Edward M. Kennedy, just back from an extended trip to Europe. We'll bring you today's program in a moment, after this message.
This is Frank McGee of NBC, your host on Sunday Night Monitor. Many of us find it a bit difficult to keep up with all the big stories that are shaping up around the globe. In today's fast-moving world, there are many trouble spots constantly creating new problems. To bring these controversies into focus and to help you better understand them, Sunday Night Monitor tries to give you an insight into the stories that make the news. NBC newsmen stationed at strategic listening posts throughout the world are on hand to bring Sunday Night Monitor listeners the stories when they break. In this way, Monitor is able to keep you fully informed with late news headlines, special features, live interviews with reporters overseas, human interest stories, intelligent explanations of world events. Yes, an informed public can more readily understand today's perplexing problems, and we hope you'll be better informed listening to Sunday Night Monitor on NBC Radio.
Smart people look to the future, and it pays. Plan your future now by buying United States savings bonds. You see, for as little as 63 cents a day, you can buy a $25 bond each month. And Series E bonds return $4 for every three you save in just 7 years and 9 months. So, buy bonds where you work or at your bank. Remember, you save more than money. You keep freedom in your future when you buy U.S. savings bonds. And now, Meet the Press. Today's guest, Edward M. Kennedy, the president's youngest brother. Our panel consists of Lawrence E. Spivak, Richard Klerman of Time Life, John Chancellor of NBC News, and Earl Mazo of the New York Herald Tribune. Ned Brooks is our moderator.
This is Ned Brooks inviting you to Meet the Press. Our guest today is Edward M. Kennedy, the president's youngest brother, who is expected soon to announce his candidacy for the Democratic nomination as United States Senator from Massachusetts. He recently returned from a trip abroad, including visits to Britain, France, Poland, Germany, Austria, Israel, and other countries. And now here is the first question from Lawrence E. Spivak, permanent member of the Meet the Press panel.
Mr. Kennedy, there have been reports that at least one member of your family wanted you to go into business rather than politics. Is there any truth in that report?
Well, I think my father was always interested in having someone look after the business interests. I think he was always interested in having one of the boys at least interested in business, but we seems all our interests are directed towards public affairs.
Will you tell us why you decided to go into business, into politics rather than business, when your father has such vast business interests?
Well, I think impressed upon all of us is our responsibilities to public service. I think today, particularly in the challenging times, there's no occupation which is more interesting, more stimulating, and if done well, more rewarding than public service.
Mr. Kennedy, as you know, two arguments are going to be thrown at you in this campaign for the Senate seat, and I'd like to throw them at you now. They're your family and your youth. Now, people say there are two Kennedys in important political offices now, and that a third would be one too many. What's your answer to that?
Mr. Spivak, if I do announce for the Senate, I will not be running as the Kennedy candidate, but I would hope as the Democratic candidate. And I would be relying upon the judgments of the people in Massachusetts to make a determination whether they thought that I could be effective in representing them in the capacity in which I would run for political office in Massachusetts.
Now, I'd like to quote to you what Reston, the New York Times, said today, for example. And these were his words. If Teddy wins, it will be said that the president put him over, even if the president doesn't say a word on his behalf. And if he loses, it will be regarded as a rebuke to the Kennedys for overreaching themselves. Now, what's your comment on that?
Well, as I mentioned, Mr. Spivak, I'm not running as the Kennedy candidate. I'm only interested in representing the people of Massachusetts and expressing their views, representing their interest, and trying to do an effective job if I should run. This is my prime consideration and my only consideration.
Well, the question, though, that Mr. Reston raises is that this may be an embarrassment to the president. Do you think it will be?
Well, I think if successful, certainly one of the responsibilities of the president is building a majority for his program in the Congress and in the Senate. And if I think if I were to be successful, that this would certainly contribute to a voice of support in the Congress and in the Senate. And I feel that this might be of sufficient support for his program, I think might be helpful.
Well, can you answer this question for us? Does the President approve of your seeking the nomination, or does he simply acquiesce in your decision to seek it?
Well, we are a close family, and I value the opinion of my brother, but this is a determination which I made myself, and I think you'd have to ask him for his opinion on that, Mr. Spivak.
We'll continue the questions with Mr. Clurman.
Mr. Kennedy, the other man seeking the nomination for the Senate in the state of Massachusetts is Eddie McCormick, nephew of Speaker McCormick. He said this week he saw no barrier, no constitutional barrier, to giving federal aid to parochial schools. I wonder if you'd tell us what your view on that question is.
I'm delighted to express my view, Mr. Clurman. I think that there's quite evident from the legislation which is enacted presently, there is an opportunity to provide aid to private and public schools, which would be considered constitutional. Under the National Defense Act, this is evident. Under the present legislation, which provides for food lunch programs, a legislation which provides to assist the child himself in the form of textbooks, the assistance which would be provided in the question of national interest are all areas in which we can find be considered at least constitutional. And I think that I would certainly support these areas and possibly other areas which might be considered constitutional.
If I'm not mistaken, your brother, the President of the United States, has taken a contrary view that federal aid to parochial schools is unconstitutional. I wonder if you'd discuss that for a moment.
Well, I'm delighted to express my opinion, Mr. Clurman.
Is it fair to say, then, that you're in disagreement with the President?
No, you'll have to make that assertion. I'm delighted to answer in any way that I possibly can any question which you might direct on my position on aid to education.
And you don't feel that, since the President has expressed a contrary view, that that's likely to be a problem for you in running the Senate in Massachusetts?
Your interpretation of, and your conclusion, I think that that's your conclusion. I'm delighted to answer in any way any question as to what my position is.
Mr. Basil.
Mr. Kennedy, what is your ultimate goal in public life? Do you hope or intend someday perhaps to run for president?
Well, Mr. Mazo, I'd say that having seen the problems of my brother, I just wonder whether that seeking or that job is really worth it. I would hope to effectively be able to be a public service to the people in my home state and to affect their interest in a constructive way.
Well, as you may know, your brother sat as a young congressman in that very same chair not too many years ago. Some Republicans are charging that the ADA, which is Americans for Democratic Action, exerts a bad leftist influence on Democrats and the Democratic Party. What is your opinion of that organization? And how would you accept its support or want its support in the campaign?
Well, I would accept the support of any organization. Certainly the ADA, any individuals that would support the Democratic Party and the administration program, which is directing itself to the needs of the people and to the people of Massachusetts.
No, how do you regard the ADA as the kind of organization you would want behind you?
Well, I think the organization supports the president's program, supports those issues and supports that program which would be the most effective in Massachusetts. I think that this kind of support would be highly appreciated by any candidate for Massachusetts.
Now, the John Birch Society, which claims to be militantly anti-communist and is based in your home state, as you know, would you welcome or accept its support?
I would not accept the John Birch Society support.
When Attorney General McCormick made his announcement of candidacy recently, as you no doubt know, he made it pretty clear that experience was going to be one of his major issues against you. As you also know, that was an issue against your brother in the presidential campaign. How are you going to deal with it, and do you think you could be as effective as your brother was?
Well, directing the answer to the question of experience, I think anyone who would seek to represent in the Congress or the Senate, the state of Massachusetts, would be awed by the problems that we face as a state and as a nation. And I think that finding anyone who does have the adequate qualifications is almost searching in a dream in a vacuum. I do feel, however, that I have traveled throughout every city and town of the state of Massachusetts. I am familiar with the problems of our state. I was the campaign manager for my brother in 1958 in Massachusetts. I have traveled extensively throughout the country. I think I do know the problems of our state of Massachusetts, and I think that what is the most important is someone who does know the problems of the people in Massachusetts and can also be effective in at least trying to see that legislation is passed to alleviate these problems.
Mr. Chancellor. Mr. Kennedy, all of this sounds very much as though you're about to announce. Can you give us any indication of your thoughts on that or when you might do so?
Well, I'm going to make a statement on Wednesday morning in Boston as to my political and plans.
If the statement is that you will seek the nomination and the office, do you have any indication that your brother might campaign for you, your brother the president?
Well, I think, Mr. Chancellor, that his responsibilities as well, the responsibilities of the Attorney General are such that certainly would not permit this. I'd certainly appreciate their vote if I were to be a candidate.
Is your decision, when it is announced on Wednesday, will that be based on any polling of people in Massachusetts?
Oh, I've taken no polls.
Has the Lou Harris Organization taken any polls on your behalf?
Not none to my knowledge.
If you do indicate that you will seek the office, does that mean that Senator Smith, who now holds it on an interim appointment, will step aside for you? What are his feelings on that?
Well, I think Mr. Smith's made a statement as to what his future plans would be some time ago. I know that Mr. Smith has been a dynamic and a forceful voice in representing Massachusetts. In the towns that I have traveled, there's been a great deal of appreciation for what he has done for the state. He continues to be a very close personal friend of mine, and I think it would be unfortunate if the people of Massachusetts would be denied at least his public service.
Well, now, I'm sorry, sir, I'm a little unclear on that. On January 12th in the Congressional Quarterly, he was quoted as saying that he has indicated a desire for the office, and that the question was whether he would step aside for you if you indicated a desire for the office. And I wonder, you say he's a good close friend of yours and the people should not be denied his services?
Well, I'm saying, why don't you can ask for Mr. Smith to expand or develop his statement. I certainly wouldn't intend to do so here today.
But you feel that your relations with him are calm and friendly and unflurried?
Oh, very, very definitely.
Mr. Spivak.
Mr. Kennedy, one of the criticisms that is being made about your plans to run for the Senate is that you're starting your political career pretty close to the top. Why didn't you do as your brother John did and run for a congressional seat rather than for a top seat in Senate?
Well, as I mentioned, haven't declared exactly what I would be doing, Mr. Spivak, but I'd say at the present time, the question of congressional redistricting is such that the proposed plan, which is at the time having hearings in the legislature of Massachusetts, would put me in Congressman O'Neill's district. He has been a forceful and vigorous voice for the people in that district, certainly the area which my brother represented as a congressman, and I do not feel that this if I were to run against him, I don't think that this would be in the interest of the Democratic Party or the people of that particular district.
One other question on politics. Mr. Attorney General McCormick is 8 years older than you, and he has served in the state as Attorney General. I think this is his second or third time. Why should people vote for you rather than for him for the Senate nomination?
Well, the question of age, Mr. Spivak, is something which, again, is relative. I know that as far as the Congress and the executive mansions of this country, many of them are represented by people in their 30s. In my travels to the developing countries of Africa and to Latin America again, many of the leaders that I met during these travels were men in their 30s. The announced candidates, as far as in the Democratic Party and as well as one of them in the Republican Party, are men in their 30s. I think today, in a changing time, that people who have an opportunity to offer certainly new ideas and new ways, I think that this is something which can be effective and can be constructive in any deliberative body.
Mr. Kennedy, I know you've traveled up and down the state of Massachusetts a great deal and that you've asked questions as well as answered them. What do you find to be the major issues in your state?
Well, I think it's finding a new drive to move Massachusetts is at a very crucial time in both its economic development And I think it's getting a new phase, a new dynamism within the state. We are an industrial state and have a number of the industrial problems which are incumbent upon any kind of situation. But it's a drive to get Massachusetts to take advantage of the new industries and balance these new industries with the traditional industries of the old.
I believe on your last trip, you wanted to observe some of the common market areas in order to see what the effect would be on your state. What did you come back with?
I think there's no really alternative. I think any representative of the state of Massachusetts would have to support the president's program for expanding his power to negotiate with the common market countries. I think this would be in the best interest of the state of Massachusetts. There will be possibly some industries that will be adversely affected, but I think that the president's program shows an extremely constructive and dynamic way for dealing with these problems.
Mr. Clerman.
Mr. Kennedy, back for a moment on the question of your age. If I understand correctly, 2 weeks ago, you reached your 30th birthday and thereby qualified for the United States Senate. If elected to the United States Senate, you would be the youngest member of the Senate, and I believe the youngest member of the Senate since 1948 when Senator Long was elected. Is that good for a state organization to have a young man like yourself at the age of 30 to come in and run for the Senate from the state? What about all the people who've been working in the organization for some time and seeking office?
Well, the question, I think, of anyone who does have and they can be of effective public service should offer themselves. Certainly this is the way that the Democratic Party has reached its preeminence, I think, throughout the country. There are these opportunities within the convention system of Massachusetts and also within the primary system as well. I think it should be just that one candidate who was the most deserving should run, I think it would be denying to a great number of people the different attitudes on different issues to the people of the state.
May I ask you, excuse me, sir. May I ask you on another subject that is surely to be an issue in this campaign. Your brother is the President of the United States. You have another brother who is the Attorney General. You have a brother-in-law who is head of the Peace Corps. And you have a brother-in-law, Steve Smith, who until recently was with the State Department, I believe. There is bound to be raised in this campaign the issue of the Kennedy dynasty in American politics. I wonder if you could tell us how you feel about the presence of a family such as yours occupying that number of key positions in American life.
Well, Mr. Clerman, if you're talking about too many Kennedys, you should have talked to my mother and father at the time when they were getting started. But seriously, though, I think that what we have found, the question of the presidency and the question of the attorney general, they are certainly making a contribution today. All I'm asking is not to be the Kennedy candidate, but for the Democratic Party. And I think that it should be the people of Massachusetts who should make this determination. I'm willing to, if they think that I can be of effective service, and I think that they can make this judgment, and I think that this is the most important consideration.
Mr. Mazo.
Mr. Kennedy, do you regard yourself as a 100% Kennedy Democrat? In other words, are you in full accord, in your own opinion, with the entire Kennedy administration program?
Well, I think that not trying to look for areas of dispute, Mr. Mazo, but I would certainly say that as far as coming from our family, coming from Massachusetts, being generally aligned with the philosophy of my brother, I'd certainly say that as far as basic philosophy and recognizing the areas of chief responsibility, the human needs, I believe that I am in accord with my brother.
Well, the things you said a while ago about the problems in Massachusetts, Mr. Kennedy, led me to believe that perhaps you might better have been running for governor. I mean, why senator? Why not governor? You're an assistant district attorney now. Why not district attorney?
Well, I think it's for one to decide in which way they can be of most effective service to the state. I think there are many immediate needs for our state of Massachusetts. There are many long-range needs as well, Mr. Mazo, and I think that the areas of providing the adequate educational opportunities for our young people, employment for those who are willing to and want to work, providing medical facilities for our senior citizens, recognizing the responsibilities for the community development, these are all areas which are being decided to a great extent in Washington. I'm not minimizing the importance of our own state's problems, but I do feel that this is the area in which the crucial decisions are being made. And I think that I could be effective in at least representing effectively
the
state
man,
of Massachusetts.
The 100-man Senate could be more effective than a governorship, for instance, in solving Massachusetts problems?
Well, I think in the area in which I've described, the questions of of employment, the questions of the medical care for the senior citizens of the state. I very definitely feel that it could be.
There's one other. There's a local issue and boiling up, as I understand it. There are quite a few scandals in your state, as you know, going on, highways, gambling and whatnot. Will these be issues? Will they affect the election in any way of the Democrats?
Well, they can only be an issue when it is actually discussed. There can be no question that anyone who seeks public office should do everything in their power possible to rid out corruption, whether it exists in public office or in the journalism or in trade union movement or business, whatever area. And I think that this is one of the reasons that I'm interested in public office.
Will the Democratic Party be harmed this year by these scandals?
Well, I think the question of whether individuals who have come up, who've been indicted, have been Democrats, I think are irrelevant, really, any more than you can say that because certain of these people belong to a certain racial group, a religious group, a racial group, or from a certain city and town, are necessarily all evil. I think the question of corruption is something which any individual has to be extremely conscious about and doing everything they possibly can to rid the state of corruption. And it's this very reason that I'm interested as well.
Mr. Chancellor.
Mr. Kennedy, we're all aware of your very heavy speaking schedule in the state of Massachusetts, which has been going on for some time now, and the amount of time you spend moving around the state. You've also taken three major trips abroad in the last year and a half, I think, to Latin America, to Asia, was it?
Africa.
Africa, and this last one to the Middle East and Europe. Did you feel that traveling abroad that much was necessary for training you to represent the people of Massachusetts in the Senate?
Well, I would just say that I made these trips to Africa prior to the time that I started work as assistant district attorney. I made the trip to Latin America during July and August when the courts were closed, and recently this past trip. I think that it is, and I have been extremely interested in these parts of the world for a considerable period of time. I represented the International News Service and traveled to Africa in 1956. This is a continuing interest which I have had. I think that it's there's a great interest as well in the people of Massachusetts of what the effect of the common market is going to be on their industry. There's also a concern for the Massachusetts in what's happening in Latin America. And there's been a great deal of activity and interest in the work of Cardinal Cushing in the Latin American countries. So there's a great interest in Massachusetts, what is happening in these countries and what will be the effect upon their own industry.
Well, I was thinking in terms of its practical effect on a young man running for office. Do you feel that that young senatorial candidates these days have to have that kind of experience if they're going to effectively represent the people who live in the state?
Well, I think that they have to have a familiarity, certainly, with the broad problems that we face throughout the world. Mr. Chancellor, being the assistant district attorney, was assigned over 50 cases last year, the majority of which did go to trial. The majority of which I tried, and the majority of which there were convictions. I did serve on the juvenile panel. I was greatly interested in the problems of juvenile unrest in the state as well. And most of these speaking engagements which you've talked to have been to high school groups, and who, as you realize, aren't able to vote in 1962.
Only their parents.
Gentlemen, we have about 2.5 minutes. Mr. Spivak.
Mr. Kennedy, the reports out of Massachusetts are that the fight for the Democratic nomination is going to be a rough and probably a pretty bloody one. Do you think it will be?
Well, I think it will be hard fought. I think each candidate will give their best, and I'm confident that the best man will win.
Now, are you going to allow your name to go before the convention? Massachusetts has a convention and a primary system. Are you going to allow your name to go before the convention first?
Yes, I am.
And if you lose that, will you step aside?
Well, being a party member, I'd be greatly interested, and certainly one of the great the considerations which I would make would be the fact that the convention is something which expresses the grassroots Democratic Party opinion. But the only other candidate, if I were to seek the nomination, the only other candidate has indicated he's going all the way. And therefore, I think that anyone who was going to be a candidate would be forced not only go to the convention, but to accept that challenge and go to the primary as well.
Mr. Clerman.
Mr. Kennedy, excuse me. You mentioned before, sir, that the job of being president of the United States is a very difficult one. I wonder if you could tell us what changes you've noticed in your brother since he's become president of the United States.
Well, it's there's no question that I think all of us have seen in the president a tremendous change in the respect of recognizing the great responsibilities. I don't think his attitude towards these problems, I think, have certainly expanded and developed. But I think he's still, to the family, he's the same brother that we knew prior to 1960.
Mr. Kennedy, during the campaign in 1960, there was a report current that you planned to establish residence and go into politics in California. Was there any validity to that report?
Now, Mr. Mazo, I was out and worked in the western states for a considerable amount of time. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the people. I love that part of the country, and there was a good deal of talk, since I spent so much time out there, that I might be interested in staying out there. I've enjoyed the wonderful contacts, but I was born, and Massachusetts is my home.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, to interrupt, but I see that our time is up. Thank you very much, Mr. Kennedy, for being with us.
Thank you, Ned Brooks. We'll tell you how you can get a copy of this week's Meet the Press interview in just a moment.
To the Greeks, Apollo was a god of youth and beauty. To us, Apollo is a space project for putting man on the moon. 2.5 days to get there, 6 days for exploration on the moon, another 2.5 days for the return to Earth. Within 6 years, possibly less, NBC News will be reporting this awesome adventure. Chet Huntley reminding you that for the equally important down-to-earth developments in today's world, stay in touch with NBC Radio News on the Hour.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. When President Kennedy said these words, everyone immediately wanted to help. Well, now's the time to transform this patriotism from words into actions. The Peace Corps is asking for volunteers with farming skills. Young nations in Africa, Asia, and Latin America are sending in request after request for agricultural assistance. The Peace Corps can provide this assistance through you. Its program needs people to fight insects and crop diseases, farm mechanics to care for and maintain farm machinery, farm management experts to plan the care of soil and the most efficient way of raising crops and livestock. In other words, if you have any agricultural background, the Peace Corps needs you. To qualify, you must be an American citizen, over the age of 18, and you don't need a college degree. The Peace Corps feels that practical experience is just as important. For more information, write Peace Corps, Washington 25, D.C. Now, more details on Meet the Press. Today's guest was Edward M. Kennedy, and the panel consisted of Lawrence E. Spivak, Richard Klerman of Time Life, John Chancellor of NBC News, and Earl Mazo of the New York Herald Tribune. For a printed copy of today's Meet the Press interview, send 10 cents in coin in a stamped self-addressed envelope to Merkle Press, M-E-R-K-L-E. That's Merkle Press, 809 Channing Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C. Merkle Press, 809 Channing Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C. Meet the Press will be heard again next week at the same time, when our guest will be George Cabot Lodge, Republican candidate for the Senate from the state of Massachusetts. This program was pre-recorded. Whatever your plans for the future, be smart. Join the payroll savings plan.